This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
I'd probably say it was like 2-3 weeks. And, it wasn't going crazy hard, but just getting my body back moving, throwing some weight around, stuff like that. Who knows, if we started off well, we would have a chance with a one seed and stuff like that. So it's important for us this year to kind of, you know, I think it's important that we've gone through that and understand how hard it is to climb out of that hole and how we change that this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome to have a Ronnie back, you know, a player his caliber. The more people you can get back, I feel like the better it's going to be. Obviously, there'll be pieces that we add, but we have the foundation. Now we just got to keep building off of that. No conversations yet, and, you know, let my agent handle that. You know, I'm just focused on just becoming as good of a football player as I can be for this team. Just coming in here every day and putting my best foot forward and let all the other things take care of itself.
Boy, that was cliche-ridden, wasn't it? Tyler Linderbaum, Pro Bowl center for your Baltimore Ravens, yesterday met with the media out there at One Winning Drive. And the same question was asked of Kyle Hamilton, who we heard from earlier there in the open of the show. Contract extension talks with Eric DaCosta and the Ravens, because both are coming up on the
fifth-year options.
Yeah, so, and saw Philadelphia sign their center. They're a pretty hefty contract.
Second highest, 17 mil a year.
And Hamilton might reset the safety market.
No doubt about it.
But both said, and we're not trying to make a big story out of, I'm going to say it's a non-story, but neither have really spoken to the Ravens about extensions. I'm guessing, Vinny, that'll start to percolate in the ensuing months here.
Yeah, I would think, because right now, I think one of the two said that, you know, I know they're busy with the draft and stuff. So, I mean, that's what Eric is kind of consumed with right now is draft. And then they'll have, you know, then the rookie mini camp. And then things start and it kind of dies down a little bit for Eric. And then he can kind of get in on that type stuff. Because you got a lot of you got a year and a half, really. You got through the season and everything else. So there's time to get that stuff done. I would imagine the one on the front burner is Derrick Henry.
Sure.
That would be on the front burner. And then you're going to have Linderbaum, Kyle Hamilton, Lamar, Travis Hunter. So he's going to have his work cut out for him.
How much would the Lamar renegotiation have to do with Linderbaum and Hamilton moving forward? Because I'm guessing Henry's his own entity.
Yes.
This time.
Yeah, Henry's the one that needs to be done. You know what? When you've got three of them or four of them, Bob, is what you got to do is, you know, you start initially with all of them, and then you work the one that is workable, the one that's willing to move right now. That's the one you work. And, you know, if one's going to be tougher, you kind of put it on the back burner for right now, because I got to – Linderbaum, I think I can get done, you know, boom. You know, I talked to his agent. We kind of see the same thing, same comparable. Lamar's wasn't – that may be the easiest, to be totally honest. I mean, whoever the highest is, you know, I mean, what it's going to be. You know, and with Kyle Hamilton – the problem is they're all really good players, and they're all going to be want to probably be paid tops at their position. Maybe not Linderbaum, but Hamilton will be.
Yeah, because Creed Humphrey gets paid a handsome penny out there in Kansas City. So that's Tyler Linderbaum. And also talking about keeping Ronnie Stanley around, which has kind of been lost in the shuffle the last month since free agency started in the NFL, and Eric DaCosta said it at the Liars Luncheon and all of that good stuff. If Stanley would have bolted, we're talking a whole new ball game, I guess, coming up here in 2 days, Green Bay, what the Ravens are going to do with 27 and maybe dangling some of those other picks they have.
Well, yeah, then all of a sudden, because what did Eric say? I like to be able to draft where I can get in my car and I can just drive down the highway and do whatever I want. No, you'd be pulling over to look for that left tackle. And so now, so getting Ronnie back is huge because he played well. He's healthy. You know what you're going to get, and probably even get a little bit better this year than last year. So got continuity. So I think it was huge. And don't forget about Ricard either.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big part of the run game and stuff too. So getting those two, that's what they really want. I mean, free agency – got Ricard and we got Ronnie. Period. You know, we don't need anything else. That was huge.
Also heard from Kyle Hamilton talking about starting the season off strong. Remember the Ravens started 0-2.
Oh my gosh, and it was ugly.
Last year, losing at Kansas City with Likely's foot was out of bounds. Then you lost at home to Gardner Minshew and the Raiders. And, you know, they survived Dallas. I mean, obviously made it to the divisional round, run the division again. But that home field advantage, be honest with you, really hasn't been an advantage for the Ravens in the playoffs historically. They want it. Instead of going to Buffalo, you'll freeze in Baltimore because it gets cold here too, as we know. But slow starts have hampered them. For the most part, the AFC Championship game the last few years, with the exception of Baltimore here, goes through Arrowhead.
Yep, no doubt about it. And Bob, the 15-2 year... They started out good. That was Mike McDonald's second year. His first year, they started out terribly slow, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
15-2.
That was McDonald's second year.
They weren't 15. They were like 13-4 or something like that.
Number one seed.
Yeah, 03 or 23 rather.
Yeah, they were the number one.
19, they won 12 in a row.
So I would think they'd be disappointed if they – there's no excuse. I mean, last year we were talking about the whole time. you know, Zach Orr, he's never called a defense. I mean, we were worried.
Sure.
You know, and it looked like, well, they were worried too because they brought in Dean Pease.
Yeah, because they were sucking.
Yes.
Defensively.
Yes.
And then Kyle Hamilton talked about, you know, getting back to work after that playoff loss. So it's a bitter sting for them. I mean, they're as capable as any team in the NFL of winning the Super Bowl. They haven't done it. They've come close. They've had heartbreaking losses. The Ravens, when Lamar's their quarterback, they do not get blown out. These losses are painful for them in January. So they're going to try to get over that hump. And, you know, he took a little break, then got back to work because this is a guy, Kyle Hamilton, who, like everyone else, got off to a relatively slow start. And that got it back together as the season started to progress here.
Yeah, and Bob, really, the guys that we talked about that started out slow, especially defensively, Roquan, he's here day one, which I think is great. Get your ass in shape, start the year, you know?
Yeah.
Kyle Hamilton, same thing, you know? And whatever Marlon did last year, Bob, do the same thing. Because you came in phenomenal shape. You were great. So that's what I would say to those guys. And I'm hoping, like, because they didn't put out, like, who's here and who's not there. I never saw a list of guys. But I hope Falele and, you know, and Rosengarten and all those guys.
Nate Wiggins, hopefully.
Yeah. Those guys are all in here lifting and getting bigger, stronger, and faster.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.